there, guys. My name's Beatrix. You can call me B for short. I live in a sleepy college town on the West Coast, and I'm creating a podcast for women and men age 13 plus who are trying to find their prince or their princess and who have been perhaps navigating the treacherous world of dating apps and just finding it to be misadventure after misadventure. And perhaps it is equally as hilarious as it is disconcerting. I wanted to share some of my misadventures since being single for the last 3 years. I'm in my mid-30s. Little history. I was in a long-term, 10-year-long relationship with my best friend, Roscoe. That's a pseudonym. And we loved each other, but it was tumultuous because we knew we weren't right for each other the whole time. So finally, we broke up, and I kind of just went careening into the world of singlehood and was flabbergasted about what that meant in today's society, being single and, you know, creating a profile and reading other people's profiles and then meeting them, and they're completely different, and their photos were 10 years old and their personalities are not what you thought they would be from their little profile write-ups. So I'm gonna start with my most recent encounter with a guy that I met on a little small little dating app called Hinge. There's a small ecosystem of people on there, and I met this guy, and we'll call him Jacob. He seemed very normal and nerdy in that way that I like. I had put on my dating profile, must be a linguist. And the reason why I had put that on there was because I had run into so many kind of semi-illiterates. Yeah, the bar's not high here, folks. So he was very witty and charming. And he's a programmer. He's got some kids. He lives in a big house about an hour away. And I give him my phone number because I immediately felt like he was very disarming in the way that he was communicating with me. We were going to hang out last Friday, and then his uncle died that morning. And so we ended up not hanging out, but I suggested a phone conversation. So last night we talked for literally 2.5 hours, and I certainly learned a lot about him and was very glad that I did not have the opportunity to sit down at a coffee shop and listen to him relay his sob story in person. But it was really interesting, like I said, because here's a guy who's very smart. You can tell his IQ is just off the charts, very witty, always, you know, has a pun to say to my every text. And when we actually talked in person, we talked about spirituality and religion, which was cool, but it turns out he had said spiritual on, you know, the dating app, and it turns out he's Baha'i. So he explained a little bit about what that meant, and I didn't know anything about the religion. It's kind of fascinating. You can't be partisan. You can participate in politics, but you can't be partisan, and it was founded by Baha'u'llah. I'm going to say that wrong. Baha'u'llah. A man from Persia. It's one of the Abrahamic religions. I should probably have done my research before I got on here on this podcast, but it was interesting because there was a lot of kind of dogma coming out, even though we were talking about some cool things too. You know, I consider myself spiritual, but I grew up in a really strict religious environment. And so we talked a little bit about how we both believe that the universe has a creator, and to deny that there is no originating point to any of this kind of goes against nature. It's kind of counterintuitive in that regard. And he talked about how the cornerstone of the Baha'i religion is that truth is an individual journey, which is interesting. We both agreed that assigning a gender to God is small-minded. So that part was cool. But then he launched into his quote-unquote story, which was actually the story of his ex-wife, who he had been on again, off again with since middle school. And I'm a story-oriented person, so I'm interested in sitting down and somebody telling me their story, less so if it's the story of their ex. And I will tell you, that story went on for, I want to say, 2 hours of the 2.5 hours that we talked. And his ex, it sounds like he described her as a clinical narcissist. Now, I've had a lot of first dates. Let me just kind of back up and say I've been around the block once or twice on the dating apps. And I always find it very disconcerting when the guy sits down and launches into his angry diatribe about his ex or his baby mama or whatever. And usually the word narcissism comes up. And I have guy friends too that have described their ex-girlfriends in those terms. And usually it's a very adamant, like, not the colloquial use of narcissism, clinical narcissism. And my response is always like, well, we live in such an individualistic society. Don't we all kind of have that narcissism thing a little bit? But it's, I don't know, it's fascinating. And it kind of points to me that this person who couldn't extricate himself fully from his ex for several decades of his life has kind of a victim mentality, and, you know, is sort of all wrapped up and tangled up in this person who he coins a narcissist, but he's obviously, you know, kind of addicted to on one level. He's obviously being an enabler. He's obviously participating in the story willingly. And so to me, it does not shine my date in a good light when they discuss the narcissism of their previous partner. But it was a lot of information. It was basically how she would cheat on him and often, you know, run off and fall in love with somebody else and then end up coming back and then end up being pregnant by somebody else. It was quite the story. And I interjected a couple times trying to share about my dating history and my story a little bit. But he was not expressing a lot of interest in my story. And I think I have a pretty fascinating story, too. And like I said, you know, I'm all about the bat, the conversation back and forth rather than hoarding the ball kind of thing, you know. And so if somebody is not that interested in my story, I'm going to take that as a sign that they're not going to be a good partner for me. So he wasn't asking a lot of questions, which was a negative. And he was definitely oversharing. And I'm a very loquacious person. I go into kind of this, you know, if somebody's a rapt listener at a first date, I will kind of go into this kind of Tourette style outburst of oversharing. And it's kind of cute and endearing, I hope. And I still ask questions because I'm fascinated in other people's stories. And I, like I said, I liked there to be this reciprocation. So anyways, I certainly know a lot about this woman, Kirsten, his ex-wife now, after our conversation. And after we hung up, he texted, "Oh, I feel a little embarrassed that I just went into this whole monologue." And I'm sitting here thinking, okay, this guy has got a really high IQ, a great job. He can really present himself well in a good light on a dating app. And can you imagine what it would be like to actually date this person who is so obsessed with his decades long story of being a victim and kind of being overshadowed by his ex? So I'm putting that out there to everyone, because I, you know, I've never gone on a date with a woman, but I would assume that this works both ways. Nobody wants to hear about someone's ex who's a narcissist. So just FYI, if you have a lot of angry feelings about your ex, I recommend kind of reel them in and kind of like process them with a counselor. And while you're in the process of getting counseling, kind of figure out what your role in that is too, because it doesn't shine you in a good light if you have unresolved feelings and unresolved anger and this kind of like victim mentality about it. So I've been telling my friends that too, because even my ex, who I'm best friends with, by the way, that's a whole other podcast, Roscoe, he had a really painful scenario with a woman who just kind of was stringing him along, but he can go into a diatribe about it. And I've warned him, don't do that to women that you're just getting to know, honey. They're going to run the other way. So that's my story of Jacob, and more later. All right, bye.